FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he and his family must have round-the-clock security as they deal with threats about the origins of the coronavirus pandemic.
Everything from harassment, spy emails, texts, letters of myself, my wife, my three daughters.
Republicans on the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic accuse him of a number of cover-ups and conspiracies, but Democrats on the panel say GOPs have yet to offer any proof. Dr. Jill Biden is attending jury selection today in the Delaware trial of the president's son, Hunter. He's accused of lying on the federal paperwork in order to buy a handgun 6 years ago. History made in Mexico with the election of its first female president. Claudia Sheinbaum is also the nation's first Jewish leader. This is ABC News. Boeing is hoping to launch its new space capsule this week with some very important plumbing equipment on board.
Clock stopped at T-minus 3 minutes 50 seconds.
Boeing's Starliner launch was halted over the weekend due to a computer issue. The launch now set for Wednesday. It can't come soon enough for Americans on the International Space Station because along with two astronauts, the Starliner will now carry some crucial cargo, a toilet pump, essential to keeping the water clean.
Recycle our water up to 97%. So each liter we bring up, we use it, and yet we still get 97% of it back.
Mike Fink helped design the space station's plumbing.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Simone Biles is once again in the record books. She's won an historic ninth U.S. gymnastics all-around title last night. The win sends Biles to the Olympic trials at the end of the month. At 27, she's the oldest woman to win, and she's hoping to reach her third Olympics. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the troubled state prison in Waupun is resigning. Randall Hepp is stepping down after a number of problems, such as a chronic lack of guards leading to lockdowns. Four inmates have died since last June, and there's an ongoing federal investigation. Several other prison employees have already resigned or been fired. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Republican Congressman Ryan Stile is downplaying the news.
Disappointing, to say the least. That said, I think at the end of the day, this conviction will be overturned by the appeals court in the appeals process.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Democrat Gwen Moore says she trusted the justice process to come to the right conclusion. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption's been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. The Chippewa Valley Veterans Tribute has received a significant donation from Hardee's. According to a WEAU report, the restaurant is donating $30,000 that it raised during its Stars for Heroes campaign last year, which runs each year from Memorial Day to the 4th of July. Half of the funds raised go to a national program, while the other half is set aside for local organizations. This year's campaign will be the 8th year that the Chippewa Valley Veterans Tribute and Hardee's have partnered for the campaign. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Daniel F. Snyder of Park Falls passed away unexpectedly on May 20th. Dan is survived by his beloved wife of 54 years, Pam of Park Falls, son Matthew of Greenfield, by son Adam of Park Falls, and by daughter Heather Stieber, and further survived by grandsons, by his sister Maura Najera of Milwaukee, by his sister-in-laws, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and extended family members. A private memorial will be held later this summer. This has been the funeral notice for Daniel F. Snyder of Park Falls. Darlene Yvonne Roberts, age 85, of Park Falls, died on Friday, May 24th, at the Naples Health and Rehabilitation Center in Naples, Florida. She is survived by her three children, Michael Roberts of Park Falls, by Dawn Roberts of Baraboo, and by Michelle Tabor of Naples. Further survived by 13 grandchildren and by 10 great-grandchildren. A memorial service will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Darlene Yvonne Roberts, age 85, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimskern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice.
Godard's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. For complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Godard's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Arc, Godfrey, Nautique, Panda, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at RoundLakeMarina.com.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and keeping our highs to around 70. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
Double D's Pub and Pizza, located on 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin, serves up a great pizza. Double D's offers over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches, plus spaghetti special on Wednesday, and now a full salad bar available for the summer. Sit at the bar or dine in their expanded dining area or carry out a pizza today. Call 715-769-3509 and order one today from Double D's, located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Double D's.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting camping space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Price Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Brewers frustrate the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers swept the White Sox over the weekend with a 6-3 win Sunday. A key play came in the top of the eighth. Christian Yelich catches a fly to left, then threw out Chicago's Tommy Pham at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Jones skies one to left. Yelich coming in. Pham at third. He's going to test him. Here's the throw. Yelich on a hop. Here he is. A double play.
Pham was livid after the game in the visitors' clubhouse.
And I actually wasn't even f***ing close. Third base coach, Sinji, you gotta go. You know, I hear the tough guy with all the hoorah s***. There's a reason why, you know, I do all kinds of fighting, because I'm prepared to f*** somebody up.
The White Sox have now lost 11 in a row. The Crew begins a six-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In some local sports notes, State High School track held last Friday, Saturday. Let's look at how the area athletes did. Robert Schinnebeck of Shawamigan Boys Track, he took 15th in the prelims in the 110-meter hurdles. Gavin Esterholm, he's on the medal stand. He took 4th in the 3,200-meter run. The 4x8 relay team of Phillips, they took 17th, and that is the boys team of Maverick Hoagland, Julian Ellingen, along with Spencer Henney, James Vollendorf, Gavin Esterholm, and Arlo Behrens. Meanwhile, the pole vault, Ben Vernig of Phillips takes 8th place in the pole vault. Anna Mikulski had a weekend, wrapping up her track career with a first place finish in the 1600-meter run on Friday. Friday night, she missed out on the gold by 38 one-hundredths of a second. And she actually broke her own state record in the 800. But the runner from Lord's Academy was 38 one-hundredths of a second ahead of her to take first. So second place for Autumn in the 800. Then she won the 3200 on Saturday. So 2 out of 3. Not too shabby for Autumn Mikulski, wrapping up a tremendous career of running for the Shawamigan sports program. Leah Harper of Phillips, she took 12th in the 800-meter run. The 4x800-meter relay team of Phillips, they took 12th. That's Ruby McCormick, Sarah Knack, Caitlin Pesco, Addie Gabe, along with Leah Harper and Endora Yudovich. The Prentice team had Kylie Orison running in the 3200. She took 16th. Triple jump, Ana Ruiz of Mercer on the medal stand with a fourth place finish. And Jed Henderson of Rib Lake finished tied for 10th in the triple jump. In Division II, we want to recognize Lakeland athletes Ethan Gonzalez, 17th in the 400-meter dash. How about Owen Clark, first in the 3200-meter run, and then he took second place in the 1600-meter run. Quite an accomplishment. Talon Haling, he finished 7th place in the 300-meter hurdles, and the 4x8 relay team took 10th overall for Lakeland. That's on the girls' side. Sherry Handelin, along with Stella Meza, Ada Ernst, and Kieran Petrie, all a part of that team. And we're wishing the best of luck to the Prentice and Lakeland golf teams. They are golfing as we speak at the Black Wolf Run Golf Course in Kohler. State Golf beat 18 holes today and 18 holes tomorrow. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Listen on the air.
Every day. That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Take it slow, there's something here I know. I can feel it in the air.
To hell, that's Jelly Roll. By the way, he's going to be at CMA Fest on Saturday, June 8th. That's day number 3 out of 4 days of country music. CMA Fest starting Thursday. That's right. This Thursday, June 6th. Go to the CMA Fest website for more details. If you're going to travel to Nashville and see a show or see all of them, you can find it there. CMA Fest.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder lives up to its name. Whatever path you choose, from muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder has the capability to get you there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent four-wheel drive is built for even the most epic journeys. Find your path with Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Get everything for your next roofing project at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements. Owens Corning shingles are designed to offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection. They have a limited lifetime warranty and up to a 130-mile-per-hour wind warranty. Choose from over 40 options designed to protect your home for years to come. Save big on shingles at Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly ad on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. Look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and keeping our highs to around 70. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Tune out the office, blah, blah.
Attention, station employees. The mandatory staff meeting will commence in 15 minutes.
And tune in the country.
Yeah, boy.
Stream us all day at work.
We are killing it online.
98Q Country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife. Red wine and a pretty lace. Go
really comes out. I love you, I do. You got whatever it is.
Your classics.
Your country. 98 Q Country.
beautiful as you, Thomas Rhett. He was inspired by his wife. How much he loves his wife and how beautiful she is to him. And he wrote that song. Kind of gives you goosebumps when you know that. Doesn't it, huh? Thomas Rhett. Coming up next, we've got a string of country music hits for you. We'll kick it off with Scotty McCreery and This Is It. Next.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Whether it's your phone, computer, or television, too much screen time can have a serious impact on your eyes, causing eye strain, nearsightedness, fatigue, and even headaches. Now, protecting your eyes is easier than ever with new Nordix Blueberry Eye Supplements. Specifically formulated to improve eye health, new Nordix Blueberry Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision as well as relieve and minimize eye fatigue and damage caused by digital devices. Search Blueberry Eye Supplements on Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Today's best country.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy, General.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
From today's biggest stars.
I love the music.
98Q Country.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Shoulder, but I won't.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Never planned on being nothing but a cowboy.